Now let's listen to the second part of my lesson on the blood. Scoot up your chair.
Have you noticed that when you go to the doctor, one of the first things they want to check is your blood pressure? And then they send you to a laboratory to get some blood samples. And then they will analyze this blood to see if there's any foreign substance in the blood, any signs of disease, because it is in the blood first that diseases are discovered. You know, have we become so fixated on the death of Christ that we have strayed away from the original meaning of his death? His blood was what death was all about. What does my blood do all day long? 5-year-old kid asked as he looked at the scrape on his knee. What does our blood do all day long? Listen to John in the book of Revelations when he saw a great multitude whom he did not know. And the angel said that these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And in another place in Revelations, John wrote these words, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." So, let's consider the phrase, washed in the blood. Nothing in our modern times corresponds with the idea of blood as a cleansing agent. We use water with soap or detergent to clean. Blood, in contrast, tends to soil or stain. It is something that we try to scrub off, not to scrub with. What possible meaning could those who write about the blood and the biblical writers have intended when they wrote about the blood? The cleansing qualities of blood appears throughout the Bible. In Leviticus, the 14th chapter, a priest sprinkles cleansing blood on a person with an infectious disease and on the mildewed walls of a house. And in the book of Revelations, we are told of this multitude who came out of great tribulations and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I'd like for you to hold that theological metaphor of cleansing for a while as I indulge in a quick scan of the body's cleansing process. The body performs its janitorial duties with such impressive speed and efficiency that I cannot resist mentioning just a few. No cell lies more than a hair's width from a blood capillary, lest poisonous byproducts pile up and cause ill effects. Through a basic chemical process of gas diffusion and transfer, individual red cells drifting inside the veins, the arteries, and the capillaries simultaneously release their cargo of fresh oxygen and other needed nutrients and absorbs waste products, carbon dioxide, uric acid, and many other toxic chemicals. The red cells then delivers the hazardous waste chemicals to organs of the body, which can dump them outside. In the lungs, carbon dioxide is collected to be exhaled with every breath. If too much carbon dioxide is collected, as when I climb a flight of stairs, an involuntary switch increases my breathing to speed up the process. More complex chemicals are left to the kidneys. Filtering is what the kidney is all about. The kidney extracts the sugar, the salt, and the water and some 30 other chemicals from the blood and sends the water to the bladder to be disposed of. And then the red cells travels to the liver, the spleen, to unload the remaining chemicals.
I'm going to end part two of this lesson on the blood. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for part three. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.